Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
All right, it's time for another Puffcast.
Hello.
We hope you enjoyed your summer break without us.
Oh, we missed you. I'm sure it must have been just sort of really boring for them.
Yes, it would have been. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan here as always, and the punctual Toby Sullivan.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
Hey. And we do have in the house a very special guest star, Wes Snelling.
Hi, g'day. Oh, my God. So great to be here.
Oh, my God, you are Australia Day.
This is like today's like a Goldilocks of hangovers.
Yeah.
Because, Adam, you're not hungover at all.
No, but I do have a hangover of Legionnaire's disease from having been in Bali.
Oh.
Scott's quite hungover.
Yeah.
And I'm just right.
Right, okay, yeah.
Just a little bit, but not too much.
I'm right. Still drunk.
And Wes is still drunk.
So.
No, Wes is Goldilocks.
Yeah, you're Goldilocks.
Now, before we get into...
Hang on, does that make me Mama Bear?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, come what over here and suck mummy's cock. So before we get into, you know, the Gator's Ed and the rest of the podcast, we should have a word from our sponsor.
Get mobile this summer with the new Ford Fag Hag Mobile. It's the two-door hatch with enough room for 7 egos, room in the back for 16 twinks and their iPhones, and a special bucket seat for the fat bitch who's driving. With great fuel economy because you're not paying for petrol, it's got a sporty new look and rear bench seat for trade. And you won't believe the price. Trust us, you can't count that high. With air conditioning, iPod dock, ABS braking, front and side airbags, and he loves me, really, he just doesn't know it yet. The new Ford Fag Hag Mobile. Beep, beep, girlfriend.
May involve extended phone conversations that end with a phrase, you're not that fat. All right, we're up to the letter R in the Gator's Ed, which was going to be for rimming, but I think there's only so much you can talk about it before wanting to do it. So.
And really, I'm full.
On only a minor tangent, have you been watching the tennis?
Yes.
Have you been watching the best part of the tennis?
Oh, yes, I have.
Rafael Nadal's amazing ass.
Oh, my God. I would eat custard out of that thing.
Oh, my God.
I really would.
What is it?
It is utter. It's just perfect.
It is
Rafael
perfect.
Rafael Nadal and basketballers. Basketballers have awesome asses.
Mm. My ideal Australian Open is one where Rafael Nadal loses in five sets, wins just in five sets every time. Like maximum amount of ass time.
Like, yeah. Especially when that five setter goes like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Just getting a little bit randy and thinking, fuck it.
It is breathtaking, which is something that I hope becomes literally true.
His ass actually takes your breath away.
It would be amazing.
It would be
suffocates
good.
You with that his would gluteus.
Be brilliant.
Dearie me. Well, no, we decided instead of rimming, we would move on to... Racism.
Racism, yes.
Although it is in the same bag as being gay, isn't it?
It is, kind of. Well, just because I don't know, you know, we all try to be politically correct when we can.
Well.
You know, you kind of go, we're trying not to say the N-word, you know, you try to be as inclusive as possible. But then you go, well, when is it too far? Like, is someone who says no Asians on their Gaydar profile, obviously that is a form of racism.
Yes.
But is it also racist to be, you know, a rice queen, someone that only has sex with Asians, to exclude all other races, is that racist?
I see what you're getting at. People have tastes.
Yeah.
Especially in terms of sexual...
peccadillos. Yes, when is a predilection for something?
A preference.
Race. Like kind of race, yeah.
Yeah, is it being attracted to only, like if you're only attracted to white people?
Yeah.
Does that make you a
does
racist?
Does that make you a racist? Because
well, it's an interesting idea. I think that with the whole, like for example, I know a few people who are really into black guys.
Yes.
And that's their particular thing, but I think if they're into black guys for that kind of stereotype of the massive cocked, just kind of pound, pound, pound.
Yeah.
That might be racism.
Like
because
if they
want to
have sex with, you know, Mandingo.
Yeah.
Or some other 70s stereotype.
Mandingo.
Yeah. Remember, like, there was that rash of, like, slave movies where the slave would have sex with a white plantation owner daughter, and that was like, ooh, taboo.
But I think if they're making assumptions based on race.
Yeah.
But if it, but if it's a physical attraction, if it's a thing about appearance,
yeah, maybe not. Like,
I don't think.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I don't have any answers, guys. It's like the circle.
No, I'm not asking. I just wanted to talk about it.
Is,
it.
Yeah,
I just,
it's
I think if you ruled it out, like if you said I will never date a black guy.
Mm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like if you don't want to fuck a black guy because that
purely just, because he's black.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't turn you on, that's one thing. But if you rule out the idea of getting into conversation with a black guy or an Asian guy, and you fall in love, and then you won't, you know, yeah. Is that making any sense?
Is it racist to rule out your own though, because of that? Like you go, I'm really into black people, so I will never have sex with a whitey because they're disgusting. Is that racist?
I'm right here, Wes. I can hear you when you talk about
some sort of weird self-loathing. Because, Wes, you are really attracted to Indian guys, yes?
Yes.
Like inordinately so.
Yes, but people out there, I'm not ruling anyone out at this stage.
No, I know. You're an equal opportunity slut. But
at the moment, Wes is really attracted to awake guys.
Yeah. Well, they could be asleep.
not exclusively.
I really don't mind. Is that why you like cab drivers so much?
Yeah.
Because they're halfway in between.
they're half asleep.
And they can drive me home.
Oh, it's because they're providing a service.
Yes.
I think you're attracted to cab drivers because they're there.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. It's pretty much
once you've been through the drive-thru.
Exactly. Well, no, they can take me there afterwards. You know what I mean?
I'm racist against everyone who's not within arm's reach.
But, yeah, I've always found it a bit of a...
Yeah, because it's legitimate to have a preference. You have a preference for glasses or... geeks or tall or short.
You know, you
or,
might like fat people or thin people or whatever. Yeah. But it's like, you know, when you look on the internet today, like I'm using gaydar as an example, mm-hmm. but there are many of them. It's something like a gaydar where people go, no Asians, blanket. And you go,
oh, that just, oh.
See, that makes you angry. Are they just lazy and, you know, accidentally offensive because it's just like, oh, look, I'm just tired of upsetting them one by one.
I'm not really into people like you. My thought has kind of been that if you say, you know, no Indians, no Asians, mm-hmm. that, you know, to say no Asians, Asians make
I know
up, there are lots and lots and lots of different countries that you can
in
call
Asia.
In Asia that Asian people come from. And to actually say I'm not attracted to all of them simply because of their race... There are all, you know, you look at Asian men, there are all sorts of Asian men. There are tall and short and fat and skinny and they're, you know, good looking and ugly and all that kind of stuff. There's the same breadth of people in the Asian community as they are in any other race.
There's a big distance between a Greek guy and a Norwegian guy.
Yeah,
so there's a big distance between a Chinese guy and a Thai guy.
To rule out having sex with someone based entirely on their race is...
Well, their continent, really, because it's more than race.
If I see on Grindr and someone's put no Asians, no Queens, no fat chicks, I'm like, I don't care. How fucking big your cock is. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere near you.
Yeah.
I think the conversation would dry up really quickly.
Rule it out because of a race, that's racist.
Yeah.
I think. Because, you know, you can't say that you're not going to find a single Asian person on the face of the planet who isn't you don't find attractive. I think that's a ridiculous statement.
You know when you go and you like you burn a cross on like a black guy's
I
lawn,
hate
right?
that.
Is that racist?
No.
Is that really racist?
No, that's the Madonna video.
Oh, sorry. I knew something was good about it.
Yeah.
I know, it's because it's one of those, I think, maybe that's the thing. It's like they're racist against the, well, not right, but you know, like when they say no Asians, it's because they've gone, okay, the stereotype is 4'2", hung like a tic tac.
Yeah.
Like that's the assumption they've made.
Yeah. Yes.
Without meeting, you know, I went out with a guy who was like 6'2" and massive cock. We used to call him Long Grain. Anyway.
Yeah, we do try to be politically correct.
Racism special.
Yes.
But, you know, and, you know, but then, it is one of those things. It's like if someone thinks that they're just being polite by saying...
Trying to be efficient.
Well, efficient by saying no Asian, so they just don't have to say no to everyone that says, hi, how's it going? Mm. I think you're hot. And it's like, oh, no, he's an Asian, no.
Mm.
But that, though, that's like it's not like it's a huge thing. Like to say no to someone on gaydar is not...
No,
like,
just to ignore them.
Exactly, you just do nothing. It's not like you have to, you know, send them around a fucking... Costco basket, you know, like a Christmas hamper. I'm sorry I didn't reply to your wink on gaydar. Here's a bottle of wine.
Or just don't reply. Like if you
just fucking leave it alone. It's like when people freak out about spam. Oh my God, I got spam in my inbox. Oh, there's a button called delete. You just delete it.
Yeah. Press the delete button.
Like, it's free. You know what I mean? You don't have to, you have to pay to use
it. If my mouse hovers over it, will I get a virus?
Just so like, rather than writing No Asians, you could just
ignore it. If you're writing No Asians, then you're being provocative.
Yeah.
If you're going to that, given that it's so easy to just not reply to Asians, then, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it would be like going to the airport and saying, I'd like a ticket to London, please, and definitely not Asia.
Yeah. Like, the plane has to refuel in Singapore, sir.
No, none. Take me via Joburg. I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. It's no offence.
No, I'm just not into it.
Singapore's just not what I'm into.
Yeah.
I do find that offensive. It's just not what I'm into.
Yeah.
It's like
saying I'm not racist, but.
But.
All Asians
what
are hideous.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
When people write no Asians or no Indians or, you know.
Whatever.
No,
sorry, it's just not what I'm into.
Yeah, that's their kind of get out of jail free card. It's like, I'm just not into those kind of people. Those kind of people.
Yeah, like what kind of people?
But again, it's another superfluous statement because for what other reason would you not want Asians messaging you?
Well, yeah.
No Asians, no offence. I'm just huge white supremacist.
Yeah.
You know, of course it's just not what you're into.
That's a given, and
it's defensive. It's a defensive thing.
You know,
feeling guilty about it.
The other thing, and this is starting to get a little bit off topic, but the other thing that really annoys me on those gay dating profiles is HIV negative. Because there is no state of HIV negative. There's positive and then
there's
not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Do you mean when people make a big deal out of the fact that they don't have HIV?
Yeah, when people say, I'm HIV. Like, it's like one thing to say, yes, I'm positive, so people know what they're getting into.
Yeah.
But it's quite another thing to say, I know I'm not. It's like, well, you know, you're only 3 months away from your next test.
Well,
to find out for sure if you're being...
And also, it's a bit humbug, isn't it? It's a bit like, oh, did you wear white to your wedding too, princess? Like, what are you fucking doing? You know, looking for casual, no strings attached fun, and my house is immaculate.
Yes.
I clean the bathroom 3 times a week, you know. Fucking, why are you saying this?
But also, if that sort of thing is important to you, then you probably should be being a little more careful as well.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you go, well, if you've written that, why?
Well, it's not kind of like, oh my God, you're HIV negative. Great, you can poo on me. Great. Come on. Yay. Yeah, I mean.
Like, there are things to do to stay negative.
People put weird things. And they do. They always indicate something else going on, don't they?
This is why I started to get distressed and said we have to stop doing Gator of the Week, because I was starting to freak out about the things people were deliberately putting on there.
Yeah. Like,
why did you include that?
And
why do I need to know that you keep your iTunes library really perfectly in
stock? Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you start psychoanalyzing them. Like, why are you putting HIV negative? I'm looking for other HIV negative guys. We can sit around and talk about not taking heaps of pills together.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
But, putting that there kind of... I find the implication is like, I put HIV negative on my status and this guy's put HIV negative on his status, so let's not have safe sex, and then whoopsie,
exactly, yeah.
Now we're both positive. How did that happen?
Oops, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I think it's a dangerous thing to put on there. Yeah. It's a...
Yes, because it assumes that negative is a permanent state.
Yeah. And you can, it's within any 3 month period between tests, you can have...
You're only one grand final night away from...
Yeah.
This is true. So, we've gotten all serious now, haven't we?
What's happened?
Quick, someone make a fart sound.
We should move on to something.
Phew, what a relief.
Oh, you know who loves a bit of serious talk?
God, I've missed her.
She's not racist at all.
No, she just hates everyone.
Equally.
Cece feels things deeply. Cece is a deeply feeling person. Poofcast.
Is this a career high for you, Kel?
Oh, dear. We're talking to Kel Wilson. Hilarious. Who's allowed to talk to us?
Kel is taking part in some bizarre media stunt where she's only communicating through social network things.
Social media.
Social media. So like Twitter or Skype or whatever. And so... We said, come and be a guest because that'll make amazing radio.
Yeah. Since you can't actually speak.
She can't actually speak.
So what is
not it? Not afraid to push the boundaries.
So it's a pig noise for no.
No, a pig noise for yes.
Pig noise for yes.
No.
And a sheep for yes.
Sheep.
No, you can't.
No, no, sheep.
You can't ask, is it a noise yes or no, and then get the noise. You're stuck in a logical loop.
Give us the yes noise. Okay, the pig noise for yes and the sheep noise for no.
Is it a pig or is it a frog?
Yeah.
And she will type any long form answers into Twitter.
So Kel, you have been selected for an interrogation. We have a list of searching gay questions to ask you.
Mm.
So there's quite a list. Were there any in particular that you wanted to? Oh no, that we need yes or no answers.
Well, yeah, did you want question one?
Question one.
Yes. Okay. All right. Question one is: do you have a same-sex crush? Yes.
And
I'm just checking Twitter. Who would it be? I can hear the typing. He's trying to make one up.
It'd be ironic if the answer was Babe, wouldn't it?
Wilbur.
Katie Lang and Deanne Smith.
Oh.
Greedy, that's two.
Yeah. That is
two. You can't get spit roasted if you're a lesbian.
You can't get spit roasted. It's just sort of like it's like a beef Wellington. You're just smothered.
It feels more like beef tartare. All raw and pink.
Ugh. All right, number two, Kel. Have you ever pashed a member of the same sex?
Oh, yes.
Yes, she has lady pashed. She has lady pashed.
Lady pashed.
There we go.
Oh, she said it's a rap about the...
It's a rap. Yeah.
Takes a while for the internet to catch up.
Are we quicker than the internet?
Oh, wow.
Believe it or not.
Got to be quicker than something, jeez.
All right, what about... how are we going to play this game? This is hard. Because you know the game Marry, Fuck or Kill. She just said the timing is great on Twitter. Marry, Fuck or Kill. Which of us, Adam, Scott or Toby, would you marry, fuck or kill? You can type that into Twitter if you like. Take your time. What are you singing? This is some sort of breach of protocol. Her brain is about to explode.
It's like a fucking Disney cartoon at Kel's house, singing and animals.
It's like a really sort of royal show meets Fantasia.
It is a bit, yeah.
This is ridiculous.
A tweet up.
Yes, what's the answer?
Marry Toby.
Oh, I would too, Kel.
Fuck Scott.
Oh, of course, good answer.
And kill me because I'm the most succulent and will be the best eating. I'm telling you, Kel, I've got crackling that goes on for days.
I think you just got rammed then.
Yeah.
All right, Kel, this is your chance. Question four. Mm-hmm. Is there something about gayness or homosexuality that you're curious about or confused by? Have you got any gay-related questions that need clearing up? This is your chance. This is your chance to jump in. Yes.
Yes. Oh, there's clearly something that's really been bothering her about the gays.
The gays. I love the gays. Oh, dear.
No, it's clearly... something that's been bothering me about the gays too. Yeah, and it's that.
Cal, how are you making those sound effects? I just had a sudden flash. I thought, shit, she's got an actual pigs. She's just tormenting you, just stabbing it with a fork every time she wants to agree with something.
Oh, dear.
You know what? They should have played Blankety Blanks this way.
Yeah.
They should have just had Ugly Dave Gray and Nolene Brown sharing a pig. Just poking
and just have a fork. Give each of them a fork.
Yeah.
Just a gently prod.
And then downstairs, Stuart Wagstaff with the sheep just going, man.
Okay, first question. What is it about Kylie? Cal, we don't even understand the
name. No, we don't. And I do actually happen to know, Cal Wilson, that your husband is a massive Kylie fan. So maybe we're not the ones to be asking.
Kylie is like, it's like gravity. I don't know why, but I just accept it's true.
There's something weirdly... She looks like we thought we looked when we were 14 and wearing our parents' dresses.
Yes.
She looks like the Astrid. She looks like someone who would drive you around all night.
Yes. Have you seen, because she's always hanging out with homos. It's like, oh my God, she's totally my best friend. If I met Kylie, she would love me.
But she looks totally like someone that you could be, you know, sitting around out the front of circuit with and just go, Kylie, I left my wallet at home and I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
And in response to, Kel said, it is true that her husband likes Kylie, but he still pokes her.
Ah, right. She also... like you're poking the pig.
She also wants to know how we go with double pash rash, because stubble tears your face up. How do boys deal with double pash rash?
That is actually a good question.
Do you know what? I think this is the reason for so much designer stubble, because when it's a little, just a little bit long, it doesn't hurt as much as when it's short and spiky. Mm.
Yes. And also it creates a bit of a barrier for yourself anyway.
Yeah.
But you can get the Velcro effect. So. just on faces either,
I manage this by, I haven't pashed my husband in 8 years. We just have our special sheet with some strategic holes through the middle of it.
Are you Jewish?
It's like a fold-away glory hole.
A camping glory hole.
A camping glory hole. So that's how we manage that. We just dodge it.
Cal has just said sexy angry Velcro.
Yeah, the best card.
It is so weird doing an interview where I can hear her laughing, but she's not allowed
to speak.
It's so strange. Yes.
Jeez.
It's like being on Hey Hey at the moment.
It's like communicating with Mari Trigoni. Yeah. Right on down to the Nazi.
All right, we should have one final question. What
one more question.
Go for?
This has been bizarrely successful.
It has been very bizarre. Mm.
This could really take off. I can't wait to see. Oprah Skyping with with Tom Cruise.
Oprah could afford real pigs.
She would have real pigs. Everybody, look under your chair. It's a pig. Everybody, get the pig.
And Gail will be behind them with her finger just poking them. All right. What's your drag name?
What's your drag name, Cal? Final question. Name? What is your drag name?
And it can't be Oink or Bang.
This is Scott's drag name.
It's hard to spell, but I get a lot of gigs.
It looks terrible on a marquee. Oh, are you ready for Cal's drag name?
Okay. What is it?
Audrey Wodonga.
Oh, yes! Oh, beautiful.
That is amazing. You've been thinking about that for days.
That's great. Yeah.
That is great.
Thank you so much, Cal Wilson, for being our guest on Interrogation.
Thanks, Cal.
I think she's saying thank you back.
I think that means thank you.
Yay.
Sausages, can you see my lovely sausages?
Well, it is time for one of my favourite segments. It's burgeoning in the Boofcast.
It's the bulging new segment.
Yes, turgid. It's turgid.
It is turgid. It's would ya?
Would ya?
Where the answer is always yes. But would you tell anyone?
Would you tell people
that you rooted whoever we've chosen this week?
Who have we chosen this week, Adam?
Well, you know, the cricket's been on.
It's been a sporty time of year.
Sporty, summery, kind of woohoo, Tennessee, you know, business.
So would ya?
Ricky Ponting.
Would you Ricky Ponting?
Would you Ricky Ponting?
I mean, I know the Australian cricket team is not much chop.
Oh, God. It's been one of the worst years on record this year.
Shane Watson, kind of, you know, maybe hotties. If I was drunk enough.
Oh, but really, when Shane Watson is at the top of the pile, it's a pretty grim
year.
The English have done a bang-up job.
Oh, they are all hot.
They have done a great
job. They are all hot. What is going on when the British cricket team is the hot ones?
Oh, God. Do they? What are their teeth
what
like?
Was that, what was that grammar there? Is the hot one.
Is the hot one. No, we understood. We understood. Now, look, I have to say, I can't stand cricket. I don't know what any of these people look like. So the fact that I don't know who the hell Ricky Ponting is or what he looks like, then I'll just say yes.
You wouldn't want to be left wondering, would you?
No, exactly.
Wouldn't want to be left
always
wondering.
Better to regret things you have done than things you think you haven't.
Ponting is one of those ones, it's a qualified.
Yeah.
But, like, obviously I would fuck him. I wouldn't tell anyone, I don't think, but I would only have sex with him, I reckon, if... You know that really ugly hour of the sauna. Where
and
everyone
then
is going,
there were two.
Yeah. Right. He's not into it. I'm not into it. But, you know. Yeah.
And you just, you meet in the corridor again. You have that moment of, well.
You're it.
You're it.
It's Thursday. You're it. Someone's got to have sex.
I would be the same. Although I might also, like. Maybe exclusively Glory Hole. I don't want to see him.
Oh, you don't want to see
him? I don't want to see it.
He's small and nuggety. He's he's not.
He just looks like he'd just be really uncharitable.
Yeah.
You know? He just doesn't, like, know.
You'd want him to kind of, you know, donate to the flood relief.
But it just looks really mingy. It looks like it'd be like fucking a nearly retired fleshlight. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like bonking one of those old girls on its last legs and all the cushioning's gone. You're sort of banging up against the side of the plastic rotten.
Yeah.
But almost anyone on the English side. Is it Alistair, someone on the English side?
Oh, yeah. Is he the one with the designer stubble?
Yeah, yes.
Hot. Paul Collingwood I find very sexy.
Uh-huh. Tick.
Freddie Flintoff, hot.
Yeah, Freddie Flintoff is surprisingly hot for like a kind of a slightly tubby, you know, goon.
Yeah.
Like he's all right.
It's something, he's really tall and he's he also looks a little bit like he wouldn't ask you before having sex, which I always find a little bit dangerously exciting.
Wow.
He looks like a man of great appetites. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he would eat throughout. He'd eat some chips.
Oh, I thought you meant my aunt.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking too, actually.
He looks sort of, you know, spongy or something. I don't know. Yeah. There's something really charismatic about
him. Does that make us un-Australian, the fact that we would all fuck the British cricket team, but we're struggling to admit to wanting to have sex with Ponting?
Well, from what I understand, the Australian cricket team is not successful in any way.
Not much job.
So, I'm sure Cotchie would think it was un-Australian.
Cotchie would.
If you're going to fuck the English cricket team in front of the Australian cricket team, I think you should go back to where you came from.
Poof to land.
Poof to land. Well, I mean, I'm not committed to English as a principle. If Australia lifts the game and starts putting some hot guys in their team.
Who can play cricket? Because that's the other
thing. Who can play cricket?
If you're going to have a team that looks like a bag full of assholes,
they've got to at least be good.
But they're not. They're terrible. Yeah. They're a terrible cricket team.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the point?
Are they all
of them?
Related to someone? Is it? I don't know. It's a little nepotism.
Well, all the selectors
just get my cousin.
Like,
we'll just get my cousin in the team.
All the selectors are like 800 years old. So maybe they're all getting sucked off by Brett Lee after hours. I don't know.
Look, if Sonny Bill Williams decides he can suddenly throw a ball all of a sudden, that'd be great.
Yeah.
We just need some hotter guys playing cricket.
Hotter guys playing cricket.
Mm.
Yeah. Have you heard of selectors? We've spoken. Yeah. Talking Puppy has spoken.
We've put you on notice.
You need to run a cricket clinic upstairs at Circuit.
Yes.
Because God knows they've got the long corridors. It's just about perfect pitch length.
That's right. They've got the ball handling skills.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Scott can catch a ball
exactly.
Well across the
just
room.
Just don't knock my bales off. I don't even know what that means.
But you can do it on instinct.
Yeah.
That's why you're a professional.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
You want to do it in my butt, let's do it in the butt, okay.
Well, it is time for the bottom whisperer, Melinda Buttle. Welcome.
Excellent.
Welcome, Mel.
Bottom whispering, I'm whispering.
It is time to work out who is top or bottom, and we have a controversial one for you this week, because normally they make sense, but this week it just rhymes.
yeah, we kind of love it.
Who would be top or bottom out of Bette Midler and Adolf Hitler?
Hang on a minute. I hear something. That's definitely the bottom of the barrel being scraped. I can definitely hear scratching there.
So, yes, gay icon Bette Midler and
Nazi dictator.
Nazi dictator.
Adolf Hitler.
Wow. Hitler.
And you picked that because of the rhyming. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Seuss.
Well, I should warn you, Mel, that we do plan these things when we're drunk.
Yes.
We execute right. These things when we're drunk.
Yes. And hopefully people are listening to these things when they're drunk.
I've applied my powers and read some history books.
To find out who Bette Midler was.
Yeah.
Yes. I think this is a tough one because obviously they're both power lesbians.
Bitsy's in the bunker.
They can't just sort of wrestle all day long and hope someone gets to slip something somewhere. So I had to work it out. And actually, I've decided that Midler actually gives it to Hitler on this one.
Oh. Right. And what have you based this on?
I've based this on all the gays would hate me if I made it the other way around.
Okay. Yeah.
You are so right.
Yeah. Also, as Wes Snelling will attest, Bette Midler is power Jew and they always top Hitler.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct.
Now, that's what I call a wartime reparation.
Yeah.
How they do it is...
oh, my God, you've thought this through.
Okay.
Yeah, I went on Wikipedia. is Midler gives it to Hitler and she sings, "Did you ever know that you're my hero?" That's really, really romantic. That's their song. That was their official song.
Right. You were the wind beneath my wings.
Wow, that is amazing. I thought that would stump you, but you've got straight to it.
That's quite the mental image you've created as well.
Yep. You're welcome.
Yeah, so, thanks. Thank you.
I can just imagine Hitler in the bunker as the Russians advance on Berlin and there are bombs going off and the walls are shaking and his staff is deserting him and he's just going, "Slower, Sophie Tucker, slower, slower. Easy, easy."
And well, she's going, "Fly, fly,
slower." Maybe
this is, I like to hearken back to one of your other top or bottoms, Mel, because we have just heard the best of Melinda Buttle, and I remember you talking about Charlie Pickering being the bottom because of his flat hair.
Yes.
And I think the same would apply here for Adolf.
Yes.
I agree. But also,
well, maybe it's that Hitler would like normally look like Josh Thomas. But all the pushing into the pillow has kind of flattened that fringe down.
You would know, Scott. You.
And the mustache is from rimming her. All right.
There you go. Hitler takes it up the Luftwaffe. Now we know. That's the answer.
Yeah. We have offended everybody.
Yes.
I'd like to apologise to any Nazis who are listening. Who have been offended by that.
Thank you so much, Melinda Buttle, the bottom whisperer.
Thanks, Melinda.
Thanks.
Oh, Melinda Buttle. That was a very controversial one. Wes, now you, as we've discovered in previous podcasts, Wes Snelling, you love Bette Midler.
A little bit.
You
do.
In fact, I spent an hour and a half talking to Polyfiller last night about all of her, that catalogue. and the B-sides of every Bette Midler record.
Have you gotten your tattoo yet? Your Bette Midler album cover tattoo?
No, it's coming for Adelaide, baby. All right.
Yes, we are heading off to Adelaide. You can see us at the Rhino Room from the 15th to the 26th of February. We'll be on 10:15, I think.
Yes, I think it's 10:15.
And then at Mars Bar from about midnight. Yeah.
Until 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
At which point I have to go head back off to SAFM.
We haven't actually booked accommodation. So we're just going to put our bags under a bar stool at Mars Bar.
So, yeah, if you want to be spit roasted by Talking Poofy while I sit in the corner reading a book.
We could have a competition.
Oh my God, and there's that great massage chair at Mars Bar too. Why are we promoting Mars Bar?
I don't know.
We're on at the Rhino Room in Adelaide. Tickets from adelaidefringe.com.au or 1-300-FRINGE.
It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be a really great couple of weeks.
It will be madness.
And it'll be like a cross between a summer break movie and Antiques Roadshow.
We've done the opposite of Tight Ass Tuesday. We've got Sloppy Box Tuesday.
Yeah.
Which is where you get an extra 15 minutes of Scott Brennan for only $20.
Oh my Lord.
So come down to the Rhino. We'll be in the bar from about 7 p.m. allegedly flyering.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
But Wiz, I wanted to talk to you about Bette Midler because Toby when we came up with the idea of who we were going to do for top or bottom between Bette Midler and Adolf Hitler, Toby found this deleted scene from the movie Beaches.
Not many people know about this.
Not many people know about this, but...
it was an interesting choice, admittedly.
Well, yeah, before they cast Barbara Hershey, because she got that weird lip thing done, half her face was paralysed, and they went, we should cast it with someone else, and they originally did cast it with Adolf Hitler.
You didn't know they'd work together before?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah,
no.
Adolf Hitler v. Bette Midler.
Yes, this is Hitler versus Midler.
Oh, Hillary, it's for you.
Mit dem Angriff Steiners, das alles in Ordnung kommt.
You make me say that to all your friends. They're going to think I'm holding you prisoner.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff Steiners war ein Befehl!
We're going down to the dock later to buy some lobsters. You want to come?
Jeder hat mich verlogen, sondern ihr wisst es! Die gesamte Generalität ist ein 2000 Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feiglinge!
Okay, then. Why don't you get dressed and come sit outside on the beach with us?
Die Generalität ist der Geschmolz des deutschen Volkes! Sie ist ohne Ehre!
Okay, stay in. But will you at least get out of those pajamas? You've been in them for over a week!
Mit dem Angriff Steiners. Das alles in Ordnung kommt.
I liked him better.
Yeah, it would have been a completely different film, wouldn't it?
I think he did a better job.
You know why they recast it? Too many people applauded when he died.
But you haven't heard the, which you know, you should look up for next time. You haven't heard when he filled in for Lily Tomlin in Big Business.
Actually, I'll get right on that.
We'll look that up next time.
Yeah. Me with a bad haircut.
I can.
Oh dear, that has been the Poofcast for this week. Please join us again next week. Don't forget, you can see Talking Poofy in Adelaide, and we'll let you know when we're doing our show in Melbourne as well soon.
Yeah.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get off?
Poofcast.